next?
No, I mean drawing up outside. No toast left, anyway.
Oh, dear, have I taken the last piece? Oh. Well, if you want some more, you just have to get it yourself, love. I'm trying to finish this chapter.
Look, would you mind raising your eyes from energy conversion for half a minute and looking out of that window?
Oh, honestly, Cliff. Oh, see what you mean, a van.
Exactly.
Riley and son.
What's he doing here?
Looking out the light, I'd say.
Hey, you don't think he's coming here, do you?
What do you mean?
Well, Riley and Sons is a building firm.
Oh, hang on. Oh, there's a bloke getting out.
Yeah.
He is coming here.
I'll kill George Underdown.
George?
Yeah, George.
Well, what's the matter with you? What's George done?
Well, that's what I'd like to find out. But I'll tell you one thing, Shirley. If he's changed his mind about a separate entrance down here and he's getting someone else in to do it...
Oh, I see what you mean. Still, if he's paying for it...
Well, he'll have to, because we are not going to. But that's not the point in any case, Shirley. The point is, he doesn't think I'm capable of doing it.
Now, you don't know that, Cliff. Stop jumping to conclusions.
Look, I offered to do it, didn't I? The whole thing was my idea. Does he think I'd offer if I couldn't do it myself?
I'm sure he does.
And what about the plan I drew? A plan? I spent hours on the thing.
It looked very good, Cliff, but the thing is...
What?
Well, maybe George thought...
What?
That it would be better if he got in professionals to do the job.
What do you think I am?
Well, you aren't trained to be a builder, are you?
I'm a carpenter, aren't I? Practically qualified.
Yes, but it's not quite the same thing, is it? Making a hole in a load-bearing wall probably needs more of a specialist.
Oh, maybe you're right.
Of course I'm right. Yeah, it's quite a different sort of job they've come for anyway, because they're carrying a lot of wood in.
Wood, did you say? Wood!
Sorry, Shirley, really I am. Never meant to hurt Cliff's feelings in any way. That's the last thing I'd want to do.
I know, George.
Keep forgetting how touchy he is. It's the trouble with the Welsh, they will fly off the handle.
Now, come on, George. Cliff isn't the Welsh. Welsh is just one of the things he happens to be, along with a lot of other things.
Like bloody touchy.
Oh, George.
I apologise, Shirley. I don't usually swear in front of ladies.
You don't usually swear at all, George.
No. I consider swearing to be the sign of a very limited vocabulary. But there are times when the provocation really is just too much.
Well, I've never seen you so worked up, George.
Well, it's enough to try the patience of a saint. I refrain from bothering Cliff over this job entirely out of consideration for him. It never occurred to me that, with his tops course in the daytime and the wagoners at night, he'd want to be bothered building a kitchenette for Arthur Tyson.
He'd probably have taken weeks anyway.
Exactly. And that I couldn't allow, out of consideration for Arthur. And now Cliff's feelings are wounded, and Arthur does nothing but revile me about the hall being filled with wood.
Oh, poor George. You just have to stop considering other people and consider yourself for a bit, won't you?
I am doing. And I've decided they can lump it.
That's the spirit. Well, that wood doesn't have to take up a lot of room, though.
Yes.
I mean, you'd think they were going to build half a dozen sheds with this lot, wouldn't you?
Yes, what with that and all the stuff from the airing cupboard along the landing, I do see that Arthur has a point.
When are they actually going to start?
I've no idea.
Well, they just seem to have dumped it all and gone away again.
Yes, they do, don't they? Do you know, that poor girl nearly fell over them last night?
Fell over them?
The bags on the landing.
Oh.
Arthur was telling me about it.
Oh, Sophie, you mean?
Yes, when she got back from the restaurant. She walked on her own, which is quite an ordeal for her. Poor little thing.
Really, the way George fusses over that wretched girl is quite ridiculous. Anyone would think he was her father.
Oh, I don't think that's what one would think, is it?
I beg your pardon, Mr. Fitzroy.
Oh, she does his cleaning for him, doesn't she? He's got to keep her sweet.
Ah, I see what you mean. Yes, I'm afraid George is not always quite as altruistic as he pretends to be.
Are you having anything else with that pickled onion, Mr. Tyson?
Yes, a ham sandwich, please.
Lettuce with it?
Now,
why not let me make you a nice ham salad?
You know, I think I will. Good. And another glass of sherry, please.
Another schooner?
Why not? I simply can't face going back to that house. Strewn with things. Crossing the hall is like picking one's way through a forest. And one can hardly walk along the landing at all.
Never mind. Nice when it's finished.
It's nice when one takes off a tight shoe. One wonders why one ever put it on in the first place, though.
Yes, I see. Yes, very good, Mr. Tyson. Very good. Well, if you'd like to go and sit down, I'll bring your salad over as soon as
I can.
Find
a minute, please, Ron.
Right, Sydney. I'd like to take the paper with you, Mr. Tyson.
Oh, which one is it?
Herald. It's good this week.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I don't mind if I do. There's supposed to be a new page, isn't there? Shirley was telling me about it. Oh, day to day, that's right.
I don't know about that. It's page 7 you want to have a look at. Scene over the heath. 1 pint, Sydney, 51 pence.
What was seen over the heath?
A UFO. You what? An unidentified flying object.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Several sightings by several different people.
All drunk, no doubt.
Not at all, not at all. You ought to read it. Two of the witnesses sounded very reliable to me, and their accounts tell it. A round, plate-like object with a halo of light, and they both heard a throbbing noise.
It was their hearts beating.
I'm inclined to agree with you.
Why, just because most people can't get used to the idea? They couldn't get used to the idea that the Earth went round the sun to begin with, you know. They laughed at Galileo, for starters.
Galileo managed to provide a certain amount of physical evidence.
There's evidence for UFOs, if people had listened, and there have been sightings recorded for a long time. Proper ones. 1863... April the 27th, a report from Zurich Observatory of aerial discs giving off a whining sound. June 1868, the Redcliffe Observatory reported a luminous object flying in vision for 4 minutes. A report from Greenwich Observatory in 1882, and in 1883, a pulsating disc-like object was reported to have passed over San Diego.
Stop. Him. It's better than the telly.
I mean, you have to wait in 83. I could go on a lot longer.
Yes, I'm sure you could.
Well, for a recent one, how about the 4-man helicopter crew in 1973? Pilot Lawrence Coyne flying 750 meters above Mansfield, Ohio.
Oh, an amazing.
They were approached by a glowing object made of some gray metallic substance, which hovered over them a bit and then made off again. And while that was going on, the helicopter mysteriously rose to a height of over 1,000 meters. Now, what have you got to say about that?
Encore.
Well, Mr. Tyson?
Pure science fiction, the whole thing. Absolute rubbish.
Rubbish. You've nothing to worry about at all.
Haven't I?
All you've got to worry about is getting Jeremy his supper. How's the French going?
Oh, he finished it ages ago. He's painting a construction kit.
Why, they have to do French before they've even learned proper English beats me.
They're very advanced at Wycliffe.
Say that again. All that Latin?
Doesn't seem to worry Jeremy.
Well, of course it doesn't. Well, now he's here, nothing worries him. You go and do his omelette or whatever he's having.
But he'll be extremely worried when he's suddenly handed back to Peter and Liz again.
Oh, and I thought I managed to get you off the subject.
Can't think of anything else. I mean, how are we going to explain it to him? We've got to send you back, otherwise Daddy's going to have Mummy put in prison.
Oh, bloody boy.
Well, you can hardly blame me for having it on my mind, Matt. There doesn't seem to be any answer.
Well, we are not going to hand him back.
Oh, I just go to jail, you mean? Thank you very much.
Move directly to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect £200.
Wish you'd take it seriously.
And I wish you wouldn't.
I know Peter better than you do.
I wonder. I bet my bottom dollar Peter wouldn't prosecute you. Not you.
Well, I don't agree. He wouldn't even see me last night, remember?
Well, you should never have gone round.
I couldn't believe it, that he actually refused to see me.
Well, that's a sure sign. He knew he'd weaken if he did.
Oh, nonsense. Oh, God, Matt, what on earth have we done?
Oh, come on. Come on now. You trust your old man.
I can't think what came over me. Why on earth did I do it?
Because I suggested it. And I'm going to be proved right. You wait and see. We call their bluff. Even with Liz behind him, Peter couldn't see you in prison.
For Jeremy's sake, he could. I promise you, I... Jeremy? Hello, darling. Have you finished your models?
I didn't feel like doing any more.
Huh? How's that then? I thought you were going to have a whole boatyard of those cruisers.
Are you hungry, darling? You wait till you see what I'm cooking up for you. Come on. That's because you're a bit empty, probably. You wait till you see what I've made.
Well, Mr. Tyson, have you finished? Want some more?
Nothing more, thank you.
Did you like it, Mr. Tyson?
Excellent. I always enjoy apple crumble.
Well, it was supposed to be apple pie, but I'm afraid Jessie had a small disaster in the kitchen.
Oh, dear.
It's not very complimentary, is it, Mr. Tyson?
She's a good cook, Jessie, but a bit forgetful.
But you didn't mention that to me before, Mr. Fitzroy.
I'll have a word with her. She's going to have to keep her head screwed on if you're eating in here permanently.
Permanently?
Well, Mr. Tyson was in here lunchtime as well.
Mm, was he now?
Yes, just as well we started doing meals, eh, Mr. Tyson?
Oh, to tell you the truth, I simply cannot stand being in that flat. I find it infinitely depressing.
What, number one?
Yes, just as I'd got everything straight, it all had to be turned upside down again. One needn't have bothered in the first place.
Oh, the work you're having done, you mean?
The work George is having done. And as I told him repeatedly, I should be perfectly happy to go on sharing a kitchen with him, instead of having workmen all over the place.
There's not much sign of them yet.
Quite. All that wood spread about and not a nail has been hammered, not a board sawn.
These big firms, they're all the same, Mr. Tyson. No proper foreman half the time. Everything's subcontracted.
We should have got someone local. Some little man, if they still exist.
Oh, they do. Look at Cliff here. Not that he's little, exactly.
Why didn't he get Cliff to do it, if it comes to that?
Exactly.
I would have far preferred you popping in and out to an army of strange men trampling everywhere. You can never ask them to do anything, either. They always refer you to the specifications. If it isn't written in the specifications, you can't even suggest having a handle put on a door. Or ask them to move a table.
Can I, tempt you to some cheese and biscuits, Mr.
No, thank you, no. Cheese makes me dream. And I shall have nightmares enough as it is.
It's not bedtime yet, Mr. Tyson. You'll have shaken it down by then.
Yes, it might be a good idea to shake down that apple pie. I shall go for a little walk. Pie on top of the Scotch eggs was definitely a mistake.
Have a good jog, then.
I leave that sort of thing to Cliff here. I shall walk at a sober pace and breathe the night air. Anything rather than go.
Matt!
What is it?
Matt, please!
Sorry, did I drop
off? Something awful's happened.
What?
It's Jeremy.
What? Is he all right?
I can't find him.
What do you mean?
I looked in on him a few minutes ago. He always kicks the bedclothes off, and I was just going to... He wasn't there, Matt.
What do you mean, wasn't there?
He wasn't in bed. He's gone.
Oh, gone to the loo, probably.
I've looked in the loo. He isn't there. He isn't in the bathroom either.
Alexis's room. What the hell do you want to go there for? I can't imagine.
He's not there anyway. I thought he might have crept out to watch them in the freezer plant, but the chef hasn't seen a sign of him, and neither has Carol. He isn't anywhere.
How's he playing at?
Oh, I'm just frightened that he heard what we were talking about when he came downstairs at supper time.
Oh. Anyway, that wouldn't mean anything to a boy of Jeremy's age.
Wouldn't it? His models are all on the table still. But his school satchel's gone. And his football scarf and his new torch. I think he's run away.
I've come back, Daddy.
Oh.